I'm going to call to order the regular meeting of the school board for Monday, April 10th. Mrs. Retchell, will you take the roll?
Mr. Gedney?
Here.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Here.
Mr. Manheim?
Here.
Mr. McNally?
Here.
Mrs. Farag?
Here.
Mr. Sperling?
Here.
Mrs. Huell?
Mrs. Huell, yes, everyone is here. Would you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming today. This is our April meeting, but it is also the last meeting of this particular board. In May, the next board will be seated. And we're all looking forward to our next adventure. First item is the citizen comments, and I'm looking, I don't see that there are any citizen comments, so therefore we'll move on to the superintendent's report. Dr. Schloman.
All right, well, first off, the district was a recipient of a great little gift from one of our honorees. Mr. Blaine, you want to tell us a little bit about the colonel and how he was selected?
Sure. Rod Cregier was a graduate of District 303 in 1981. After he graduated from District 303, St. Charles High School, he went on to the Air Force Academy, where he pretty rapidly moved up the chain of command, and he eventually became a fighter pilot. He became a flight instructor, and then he became a wing commander. He retired within the last few years, and so he was one of three recipients last Saturday night of our Distinguished Alumni Award. And as a gift to the school district, he has a signed photo of the P-38 Lightning, which was the kind of plane, the type of plane they flew in the wing under which it was under his command. And he signed the photo for us. Very quickly, I want to relay to you the story that he gave at the Ed Foundation event on Saturday night. When he got to Colorado Springs, he had to take a bunch of tests in order to place him within where they wanted him at the Air Force Academy. And he was convinced that I'm in with the best of the best from all over the country. I'm probably going to be mediocre at best. Well, he wasn't. He was one of the top incoming students at the Air Force Academy. And in fact, some of the brass at the Academy began to ask him, where are you from again? St. Charles, Missouri? No, St. Charles, Illinois. And they asked a lot of questions about the community of St. Charles, and that led to some students that came behind him from getting into the Air Force Academy as well, because the Air Force Academy was so impressed with the education he had received in District 303. So Rod Cregier, along with Ron Brown, who was one of our retiring teachers at St. Charles North, and also Jeff Orland, who's been a businessman in the community for a long, long time, were the three recipients this year of the Distinguished Alumni Award.
A couple of little maybe additions to what Mr. Blaney said. This is the P-38 Lightning, for those of you that was originally a World War II vintage airplane, and he flew the F-35 Lightning, and so it was it's the latest in the Air Force armament, and so he was a pilot in the F-35, an instructor in the F-35, and he was actually received 24 credits. When he talks about going to the academy gave him 24 college credits, so he tested almost out of his fully first year by coming out of St. Charles, so at the academy, which was pretty unheard of. So just congratulations to him, and actually thank you for his gift to the district, and we'll put that up in the boardroom somewhere along the way. So wanted to point that out. So that was Saturday night, and thanks to Ms. Frog and Mrs. Linkemer and Mr. McNally for attending that as well. It was well attended. We're all kind of commenting that we wish the food was a little better, but we're all happy with the rest of the stuff as well. So
my food was great. I was vegan.
You're vegan, so yeah. So
it's the trick.
It was a good company, Corrine.
Secondly is that congratulations to the board members that were elected, Mr. Gaffney and Mr. McNally, for being reelected, and Mrs. Weibel, Ms. Weibel and Ms. Fairgrave for they're here as well. So they'll have the event coming up on a special meeting, which is April 25th at 5 o'clock. For those of you who don't know, Judge Hall is going to come over and swear board members in. So even if you're currently a sitting board member that were elected previously, the new rules are is that we ask you that everybody gets sworn in except for the two that are going off the board, obviously. So April 25th, that is coming up, so make sure you have that as well. And at that time, you also elect officers. So the reminder is elect officers as well on that night. Staff recognition event is this Thursday, so I think many of you are coming for board members, but for the community as well, is that April 13th starting at 6, and what did I hear earlier that we have how many signed up? 498, I heard. 498 people coming to the event, so that'll be a great event.
We're at 500.
500 now.
We're here. 501.
Excellent. So, so we want to do that. And then I think Mrs. Hewell and myself want to take a little bit of time to thank two of our outgoing board members. Both Ms. Brog and Mr. Sperling have been with us for 8 years, and we want to spend a little time, and so I will turn the microphone over to Mrs. Hewell, and then I will help her with any presentations as well.
Thank you, Dr. Schloman. Yes, as Dr. Schloman said, it's that time of year, or every 2 years, this board has to change in some way, and it's I wouldn't even say bittersweet. It's kind of sentimental. You used that word earlier today. And I know I speak for the rest of the board members that we have truly enjoyed having you with us for the last 8 years. 8 years, that's a very long time. It's been a great time for the board, as evidenced by the fact that we have a school district that does better every year, happy parents and students. We're growing our buildings. Our students are getting a better education every year, and that's because of one of the groups is the board, but it's also teachers and parents sending their kids ready and a superintendent. But I have had people tell me that if you have a bad board, none of that stuff happens. So because of the great work and the heart and the soul that you put into this job, this sort of job, I just want to express to you my personal deepest thanks for all this time that you have put in, for all the great advice and ideas. It's been a great 8 years for me, and for anybody that's been here 8 years or close to it, it's been a golden age for our school district. That's what I think. And I am sorry to see you go, but I hope you will move on. I know both of you will move on to new things. And we just ask that you come back and visit. Your door is my door is always open to ex-board members. So I think very nicely the school district has put something together for us.
Yeah. So let me just speak to maybe individually, Mrs. Brog. I really appreciate the your willingness to be open to lots of different ideas. You've always challenged this Board of Education on things that your viewpoint, you've always challenged me, and especially in areas like early childhood and that, and your willingness to tackle political issues and deal with them in a forthright and upfront manner. I'm extremely proud to have said to have served with you on this Board of Education, and I very much appreciate the fact that you dedicated the time and effort to helping our children in our community. So with that, we want to present with you this token of our appreciation for your efforts.
Calling someone that will answer you, hopefully.
This is my legacy. And I think they're going to maybe try to go for a child.
Thank you.
You got something.
Mr. Sperling, this, again, we have a token for you, of our appreciation as well for you. I just wanted to point out that your leadership as president has been, for me, a great asset for this district. It's been helpful that I could always call you. You were always there. You would always, if you weren't there, you would always call me back. We always were able to talk with each other and understand kind of the direction that you wanted to go with the board. And you would listen to other board members and able to navigate those waters in political times that it's not always easy. So I just want you to know that I'm, again, extremely proud to have served with you, extremely proud to have called you my board president. And I think that the community has been proud of your work and your efforts as well. And you've gone above and beyond in our community as things that you've been awarded for that as well. But quite frankly, the impact that you'll have on this community will be long-lasting because of the board presidency and what you've done in that board presidency and helped our children. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just realized this doesn't come off. So
that one doesn't come off.
It won't be as useful as the
but you're still not going to name the new middle school after me?
Sperling Middle School.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Either Corrine or Steve, do you have anything you wish to say to their other board members or the community?
Oh, absolutely. I almost had one or two things to say.
This I think is for the new board members. When I was first elected, it was an opportunity that I embraced, but I was a little scared. It was the first time serving at this level, being elected, and there was growing, and I was open and opinionated, and I remained open and opinionated. But one of the things that I have found, and I challenge you to, is challenge your own opinions. Look on both sides, learn from those in opposition to you, respect deeply their opinion, let it change you, let it sit on you for a little while. Don't think what you think is right at the beginning to be right, because it may not be. It may be somewhere in the middle. Keep yourself open to understanding, and most of all, respect your fellow board members and this wonderful staff that is here. Learn to trust, because I don't think anyone would ever serve on this board or works in this district who doesn't have a great passion and commitment both to our taxpayers and to our children. So serve well and make us all proud.
Yeah, and I would just second a lot of that, and also just again thank the board for not only the ability to serve with you for letting me be on the board, but for 5 years as president. I appreciate your trust and your support. And going back to something Mrs. Huell said about the board working together very well, we go to an annual conference in November for school board members, and I would go to, they have a president's roundtable where we can just have an open forum discussion. I would walk away hearing some of the most horrific stories of board members fighting, and I took a swing at the superintendent, and just craziest stuff. And I come back here and it's like, wow, we're obviously doing something right, because no one's swinging at each other. And, no, just thank you very much, and to the two new board members. Yeah, I would just say always act with integrity and the highest standard of ethics, and this community will certainly reward that. Thank you.
So we don't do this very often, so I don't really know what protocol there would be, but if anybody did want to say anything after all that, or I don't want to cut anybody off.
I'm as bad as you. I always got more than two things to say. If I just say, you know, I was on the board for 4 years, then I was on. Then I was back on the board for 4 years, then I was on. Then I'm back on the board again. Don't say it's over. You just never know. I mean, I think that's part of the beauty of being actively involved in the community, but sometimes things call you back. So you're talking about being open and having a, you know, an open mind and seeing what the future holds. Don't ever close the door. Boards change, desires and the needs of a district change often, and sometimes it's tried and true ideas are not necessarily old. Sometimes they're just seasoned and rounded out a little bit. So please know, love to sit across the table from you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And that completes the superintendent's report.
Well, thank you very much. We will move on to our business. The first items on the agenda are for action.
Committee reports.
Oh, committee reports. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
No, no, go ahead.
Before you go to committee reports, I just want you to know that everyone here, including the students, if you stick around, there's free cake afterwards, Don, or board members. So.
That's okay.
Then after closed session.
No, before closed session.
Then it's all for us then afterwards. It'll be late. Thank you. I do apologize. Maybe it's the eyesight. We have committee reports. I know that there's a lot of the business services did a lot of work.
We had a really
this
short
month.
Meeting.
No?
Yeah, it was short.
There's a lot of things in here.
It's only an hour and 45.
That's
short. Yeah. You want me to start?
Please.
Yeah, we met on March 23rd, and we had several items that are on for action and consent tonight. As always, we led off with a financial report for D303 as well as Mid-Valley, and both of those are in your packet for information. Our next item was the beverage contract that, do I say Dr. Chapman now?
Yes, please.
Seth brought to us a 5-year contract with Coke, and that included some additional upgrades and what the compensation was, and that's on for consent tonight. Next item, the K through 8 food management service contract with Aramark for 17-18, and that's on for consent. The renewal of the high school food contract service with Aramark for 17-18, and we moved that to action tonight. The K through 8 and high school a la carte proposed pricing will be on for consent tonight, and that included just a couple of minor changes, just kind of staying with the market. Next item, the K through 12 school lunch proposed pricing, same, it's on for consent, and that kind of took us into a review of our bids. Mr. Baird brought to us the new contract for the night custodial clean. Through 17 through 2020, and it's going to be a new company, but they are going to give our current employees the first opportunity to apply and hopefully stay with the district, which is a good thing. Our next item, the review of quotes for the district-wide radon testing, and that is on for consent. Review of bids for a capital improvement of the transportation facility, fuel station, and pavement. And that's going to be on for action tonight. That's taken our fueling station out of Thompson as part of our improvements and the current fueling offsite. So everything's going to be set up at Peck Road where all the buses are and the trucks. And that's on for consent tonight, or action, I'm sorry. And it did come in under budget. Item K, review of bids for the North High School Turf Field Development Project. And that is on for action tonight. And that was under budget. Review of bids for the field for the alternates and the work. That's on for action. Item M, the Avid contract. That is for Thompson Redling. That's on for consent. Mr. Baird and Mr. Chapman brought the committee up to kind of a scheduled project update on all the projects that are going to be happening. Well, they started now before spring break there, and then carrying us through the summer and into the fall. So that's for information. Item O, resolution delegating limited change order. We bumped the change order number up so that The committee and board didn't have to get every single little change order, which hopefully there's none, but there always is with construction, so that's for consent. And finally, we had a presentation from Spectrum Senior Living about their interest in one of our acres on the Silver Glen property for access to Silver Glen Road. And the district and representatives for Spectrum are going to be in contact and hopefully have some kind of agreement for us to discuss at the next business services. And that meeting is on April 20th. Some future agenda items on that is the setting of the amount of the treasurer's bond, which is something we do every year. Annual approval of existing safety hazards we do every year. Bus purchases. And then the what I'm excited about, and I think everybody is a Thompson Middle School campus design presentation. So we'll have that on April 20th. And that's it. See you in a short meeting.
Consequential. I'm sure we're all really looking forward to April 20th. The next committee that met was learning and teaching.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be brief, but I'm also have some allergy issues, so I'm hoping my voice lasts a little throughout this. Meeting began March 20th. Meeting began with comments regarding the size of the labs at the middle school under construction. We had recognition for St. Charles North mock trial team. They won state out of 38 teams. They also got recognition for the highest team score on the law test, which was a big deal. Two students won awards for outstanding attorneys, Maynard Maganini and Ryan Wolak, and outstanding witnesses, Sanjeev Viswanath and Blake Yang. I hope I got that one right. And the national competition will be in May in Hartford, Connecticut. Our first item was a four action item, the renewal of the Advantage contract renewal, K through 5 math diagnostic and assistance tool, and it's covered by Title I and Title II funds. The relevant portion for us is the cost. It's $995, up to 36 students in course one, up to 15 students in course two. But again, those are covered by Title I funds. And it's a renewal of the contract, and it should be in our action items. Next up was the foreign language update. And I'm trying to be as brief as I can here because there are quite a few things here. The middle school pathways were reviewed, French, German, and Spanish for the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And the current 8th grade is the first group that is taking the FLES courses for all grades 6 through 8 that will have had the opportunity to do that. The high school pathways were discussed, French, German, Spanish, and Latin for the 2016-2017 school year. We've added level 5 language, and we've also had some students receive the seal of biliteracy in 2015-16 school year. They're 27 in Spanish, 2 in Latin, and the commendation of biliteracy, that's kind of the next highest award. There were 15 in Spanish, 1 in German, and we have 61 have submitted for this year. That's important because public colleges are now required to accept the seal as a minimum of 2 years foreign language, and they're to provide course credit for that. So, next up was Project Synergy update. And Project Synergy is designed for students interested in solving real-world problems via hands-on experience and engineering. At East, we have 16, in the 2016-17 school year, we had 16 at East and 24 at North. And for 2017-18, we have 15 at East and 23 at North. And we also reviewed the summer progression for what occurs in eighth grade, ninth grade, throughout the high school years. Northern Illinois is going to be involved with providing some of the, in the middle of the high school, some of that experience over the summer. The next was Accelerate College update. And that was an overview of our partnerships with Elgin Community College. Excuse me. The 303 seniors are enrolled at Elgin Community College, and they get high school credit as well as college credit simultaneously. It works with the applied science, associate in arts, and associate in science fields. What is required for that? It's 3.0 GPA. They must have good attendance and college-ready scores on ACT, SAT, or failing that because they may not have taken it, and Elgin Community College placement test. And that was the end of the items. There's only one action item, the first one mentioned. And our next meeting is going to be next Monday on April 17th, and it is a really long agenda. Well, there's a lot of items, but I hear it's a brief agenda.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good trick.
I'm crossing my fingers, so.
Okay.
So I'm done.
Thank you, Mr. McNally.
Thank you.
Community relations, Matt? And I'm just going to point out that this is one committee that really found its footing under Mrs. Pirog by having student liaisons bringing information to us, taking information back, and it is one of those things I just want to mention and thank you for.
Thank you. The student liaisons are two. We've had four now. Three, actually.
Yeah, you're
three,
right.
Three. Well, three. Tenure of so. Three. And I hope that you continue it on because it's very effective. And my recommendation is even to involve them a little bit more. But to the minutes of the meeting, we met March 20th. There are no citizens' comments, and there were only two real items of discussion, and that was by our student liaisons, Claire Miller of St. Charles North and Samantha Stipic of St. Charles East, presented the outcome or the status of the student survey due to some, I would assume, unfortunate circumstances that were facing the high school principals and the high schools shortly before the meeting. That was put on the table. It will be presented at the next meeting. The outcome of that student survey has to be vetted and will be disseminated and then evaluated and brought back. The other issue, which also I believe is to me outstanding, and I hope that the next chair of this committee continues the question of why. There was a Cross River dance that was planned between the two high schools, and although it seemed that there were enough students to be able to support it for at least the first one, it was canceled, and the students all had to return the money to the participants who were coming. And having run many events in my professional career, the first one is usually the hardest one to get off the ground, and then if everyone has a good time, it expands after that, and opportunity exists. You really can't tell how an event works until about the third year, and then you can kind of really measure its success or failure. So I would hope that this cordial, fun opportunity between the two high schools were just kids get together and be kids and have a good time. And it's a low-key dance. You know, jeans and sneakers are the apparel that everyone would wear. It allows to be revisited and perhaps next year be brought back. Just let kids have a good time, dance to some music. And both of the students seem to really want it to happen, and we're really disappointed that it did not. The other item that was discussed is my recommendation. I'd like to have the student liaisons have the opportunity not just to present at the community relations meeting, but also give a more formal report to this board at least quarterly or at least on a semester basis. It's very important for all of us to be able to hear what our students' voices are. And what their needs and concerns are coming really from their perspective instead of having it filtered up. And let them participate and let them be part of the decision makers. As we've seen in a recent board election, an 18-year-old now is elected to the board. to one's school board. And I thought, how cool. That's a really good thing. So we can do something like that by having our students come to the board and bring issues that they would like to address to you for your consideration. We adjourned, and Samantha will be coming back next year on the Community Relations Committee. She'll be a graduating senior at that point. But Claire, I don't know where Claire is going to go, but she's got so many opportunities, this young woman. Oh, my gosh. Very much a great pride we all have in her, and she'll make St. Charles very proud. Another sterling graduate. So that was it.
Thank you. Ms. Pura, did the Housing Commission meet?
We did.
You did?
We did. Yes, we did.
And actually, would you also answer, are you going to remain on the Housing Commission?
Yes.
I thought you might.
Yes, I am. And as a side note, my interest in serving the seniors of St. Charles has been expanded to serving the seniors of Kane County. I've just been appointed to the board to represent Kane County from the Illinois Agency on Aging. I'll start. I just got officially indoctrinated on Friday. Inducted, I should say, and indoctrinated. I'm looking forward to doing that. It'll be Meals on Wheels and extension of affordable housing and other efforts, daycare, make sure that our seniors are well provided for and taken care of here in Kane, which brings me to the meeting. We met on March 16th, and we elected a new chair, which is Liz Eakins. She will be taking over the position from Dave Amundson. And we talked a little bit about two programs that have been approved by City Council, and we're looking at marketing them. I'm in charge of the Home Rehab and Accessibility Loan Program. That sounds just to help market. And there's also the Down Payment Assistance Program. The Down Payment Assistance Program, so everyone becomes familiar with, offers a match grant through the Housing Commission. Of $10,000 matched with another $10,000 by Kane County. And this is for a young family who would just like to get started, obviously in St. Charles. So we'll be putting that out to the realtors to let them know. It is payable back upon sale of your home, so it constantly replenishes, so it comes in and out. The Housing Assistance Program is for, and I think I've spoken to you about this before, but we actually have a brochure now that is actually for rehab for seniors. And it is, again, a loan. Your certain criteria of what your loan, what your housing appraised value of your home is worth. And it is payable back, no interest. But if you are a senior and you need to have a chairlift, if you need to fit an extra room downstairs for you can't manage the stairs anymore, if you need to get a lift, a retrofit your bathroom, all of these things are an opportunity for our seniors. And it's an amazing program. And this has all been approved through Kane County, so we'll be partnering with them as well. And it's payable upon sale of your property or earlier, if you can afford to do so. So it's exceptional. So we'll be working on marketing that, and I may talk to our future superintendent to see if we can put this brochure in the backpack program, because all kids may have a grandparent who live in the area who could use a little bit of help. So we'll be meeting again on May 11th.
Thank you. And also, thank you for all your service going to those extra meetings. But it seems like it's something that really suits you. And
yes. Yeah. It's very good. It's very good. Thank you.
Thank you. My two reports are that DPTO did meet in March, and essentially it was the candidate forum, which had, I think, five or six of the candidates. Questions were submitted. And I think people were really happy to have that opportunity. This month, we will meet and be going and looking at the special education programs in Redling and East High School. So they always try and have an April field trip for us. That's what we'll be doing.
Get to visit with Milo.
Yeah. Been hearing about him.
Yes, Milo.
Maybe we'll bring, maybe if it's fascinating, we'll bring Milo. And then Intergovernmental hasn't met since our last school board meeting. They meet Tuesday, Thursday. So I think that's it. Does anybody have anything else that they might have been up to? No? Okay. So now we will go on to the action items. The first action item is a resolution to release non-tenured licensed employees other than the final year probationary licensed employees to be dismissed at the close of the school year. May I have a motion? Yep.
I move that this Board of Education adopt the resolution before you, authorizing and directing the President and Secretary to give to the non-tenure licensed employees other than final year probationary licensed employees listed on Exhibit 1, attached hereto written notice of this board's decision to not reemploy said licensed employees for the 2017-18 school year. And in view of the fact that the resolution form in front of you is the same for these non-tenured licensed employees other than final year probationary licensed employees, I recommend we adopt this like resolution.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Lakemore. Is there any discussion? None heard? Ms. Rancher, would you take the roll call vote, please?
Mrs. Lakemore?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perak?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes. You know what? I just realized that that isn't where it ended. I was supposed to say, is there a request to read the resolution? It's in its entirety. Are we okay? Okay. Next is a resolution to honorably dismiss selected non-licensed employees at the close of the school year. May I have a motion?
I move that this Board of Education adopt the resolution before you authorizing and directing the President and Secretary to give to the selected non-licensed employees listed on Exhibit 1 attached hereto written notice of this Board's decision to honorably dismiss said personnel effective as of the end of 2016-2017 school term and in view of the fact that resolution form in front of you is the same for these selected non-licensed employees, I recommend we adopt this like resolution.
Is there a second?
So moved.
Mr. Sperling, thank you. Is there a request that this resolution be read in its entirety? Is there a request that any individual resolutions be read in their entirety? Is there any other discussion? Not heard. Would you take the roll call, please?
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Abstain.
Mrs. Perak?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Abstain.
Mrs. Lakemore?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes, the motion carries. Item C is the award of the contract for night custodial cleaning, the night custodial cleaning contract for 2017 to 2020. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Manheim?
Second.
Mr. McNally, second. Is there any discussion? I don't think there's any presentation. We saw it at Business Services. Does anybody have anything? Well, does anyone have anything that they would like to add? No discussion. So, Ms. Rancher, will you take the roll call vote, please?
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perak?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Lakemore?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes. Motion carries. D is an award of the contract for the capital improvement project, which is the transportation fuel station and pavement maintenance. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Manheim?
Second.
And Mr. Sperling. We also learned about this one in Business Services. Is there any other conversation, discussion, I mean? None heard? Mrs.
Perak?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Spurling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkimer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Schull?
Yes. The motion carries. 5E is the awarding of Contract A, Team REIL, St. Charles North High School Synthetic Turf Field Development Project. May I have that motion?
So moved.
Mr. Manheim? Mrs. Pirahi is the second. Is there anyone that would like to discuss this further? Nope, we've discussed it a lot. Thank you. Mrs. Retcher.
Mr. Spurling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkimer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewitt?
Yes. The motion carries unanimously. 5F is the awarding of Contract B for...
No, B.
We just did E.
Yeah, we just did E.
Correct. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The awarding of Contract B, Kiefer Specialty Flooring for St. Charles North High School Synthetic Turf Field Development Project. May I have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Manheim? Is the motion and a second? Mrs. Pirog. Part of the same thing. Any other discussion? None heard. Would you take the roll?
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkimer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Spurling?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell?
Yes. The motion carries unanimously. Yep. Maybe something should be said here. This is kind of momentous and a good thing for...
I don't know, Mr. Dolan, the factor is smiling right now.
Thank you very much. I know every student in the district can benefit from this, and I think it's just a fantastic addition to the district. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And I know you had to wait a while for this, but sometimes good things take a while.
Absolutely.
Good. Please spread the news tomorrow.
I will.
Thank you. 5G is the renewal of the K-8 food management service contract with Aramark for fiscal year 2017-18. May I motion? Mr. McNally?
Second.
And Mrs. Linkimer is the second. Any discussion? None heard. And so, Ms. Retcher, take the roll.
Mrs. Linkimer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Spurling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewitt?
Yes. The motion carries unanimously. 5H is the renewal of the high school food management service contract with Aramark for fiscal year 2017-18. May I have a motion?
Second.
Mr. Manheim and Mr. McNally is the second. Any conversation? Discussion?
I do.
Okay.
Really quickly, just want you to know that this will took a little longer than what we expected to get through the process, and so this actually will start as of March 1st rather than the date from here, so we're actually, it's just a matter of when the new rates and structures and everything else, we're going to post-date it back to March 1st, so it's just because it took a little bit longer.
The vote is being post-dated or the contract?
No, the contract won't be post-dated, the application will be post-dated back to March 1st.
Do we take the roll call? No. Okay. Please.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Spurling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkimer?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes. The motion carries unanimously. 5I is the Vantage MR contract approval. May I have a motion?
Yes, so moved.
Mrs. Linkimer? Mrs. Spurling? As a second, anyone to discuss this? No? Would you take the roll call vote?
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Spurling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkimer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. Schull?
Yes, the motion carries. Yes. So that is all for our action items. We're going to move on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like anything removed from the consent agenda?
Can we pull item 6B?
Item 6B?
Personnel.
Will be pulled. Anything else? Nothing else. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Mrs. Linkmer, and a second is Mr. McNally. Any discussion about the consent agenda? No? Would you take the roll, please?
Mrs. Perrott?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkmer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. Yes. We are going to consider, I'm looking for its number, 6B?
6B.
Oh, there it is.
6B.
Yes, we're going to, may I have a motion to consider the personnel report, 6B?
So moved.
Mr. Sperling?
Second.
And Mrs. Linkmer is the second. The board is going to pull the personnel report so that we can learn more about one of the items under the personnel report. And I believe Mr. Moore has a little presentation for us so that everyone can understand this item.
Good evening. As you requested, here's some background information on the amendment to the superintendent's contract that you're considering tonight. This essentially is exchanging his vacation payout that he's entitled to when he finishes his term in June 30th for a roughly equivalent amount of health insurance through December 30th, 31st, 2020. So just to review how that's calculated, Dr. Schlemmer's current base salary is $225,000. It's been the same for all 10 years that he's been here. We have a 260 workday contract for all administrators, so if you do the division, that's $865.38 per day. He will have, as we expect, 30 unused vacation days come his retirement date, June 30th. That's the maximum that's allowed under the contract. So multiply those together, that comes out to $25,961.40. Which under the current contract we would owe after his retirement date, so that would run through the July 15th payroll. Now shifting to the healthcare side, this contract amendment calls to allow Dr. Sloman to remain on our health plan, called that we're self-funded, for 3.5 years. The current cost of health insurance, the single only coverage, is $7,131 per year. Dental is $398.16. If you put those together, the annual cost of single coverage, $7,529.16. Take that times 3.5 years, we get to $26,352.06. Of course, 3.5 years is December 31st, 2020. Where did that time come up? That is the closest month we could get to being about equal on the vacation payout and the value of the insurance. Our health plan expects monthly coverage. We don't cut people off on the 12th of the month, for example. So the difference here, $390.66, is less than 1 month's worth of coverage. Like I said, we only do full month coverage. So that's where the 3.5 years come from. What questions can I answer?
Thank you. Yes. Board members, we have discussed this in the past, but we're discussing it now. And I think we have had a lot of questions answered in the past. I think a lot of us don't really feel that we're questioning anything, or we feel quite confident about our opinions on this matter, but it is time to ask any questions of Mark that you might have, because it's best to ask the expert on this. Does anybody
have questions? This is as close to dollar as we can do, which is why you've taken it out to the end of this month. Is that correct?
Correct.
End of December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this roughly $7,500 for the insurance is... That's the total cost. That's for health, dental, both sides, the employer side, employee side.
Right? That's correct.
Okay.
And I did ask you about that question because, yeah, we don't always know, you know, every detail, but we're a self-funded, self-insured organization, and that's why it's a unique opportunity.
And I guess I would go one step further. We don't know what the insurance situation is going to look like in the district when we get to this point. And I'm a bucket girl. I'm a contract person. I live and breathe by contract law. When the money in the bucket is gone, the money in the bucket is gone. That's my understanding of how contracts work. So we don't know if this is going to go up or what it's going to do, but there is those 30 days. We owe Dr. Schulman every penny that he is contractually, we are contractually obligated to pay him. I don't want to withhold 1 cent from him in any way, shape, or form. But when the bucket is gone, the bucket is gone. So I will not be sitting in this seat at that point, probably. But somebody else will be, and I want to say that out loud, that I believe it's a dollar-for-dollar exchange here.
But don't say that. You tend to return from time to time.
Tell us that.
Well, I guess that then begs the question, if there is an overage, where does that fall?
This is a the contract amendment says he will have health insurance through December 31st of 2020. So we're doing a present value accounting of the vacation and the insurance, and that's when we're measuring. So we're not going to measure again 3 years from now.
So it is not dollar to dollar. It is this point in time, beginning to end, regardless of what happens to the insurance premiums between now and then.
On the average for the last few years, how much has the insurance gone up? Do you have an idea what the percentage has been?
I'm going to look at Dr. Chapman over there. 3 years ago, we were about 1%. If the next year, we were at 14, but we redid the whole plan, so the actual cost was considerably less than that. This past year was
6-7%.
And we're trending very well so far.
We're trending probably closer to 6.5 right now.
To do a correct balance, to take a look at Dr. Schulman's tenure, compounded salary, whatever that compounded salary would be, I don't know if you have those figures available, but the value that he has saved the district supersedes the modest cost, I believe, of this insurance, of keeping the salary flat for 10 years, has it been 10 years? And I have not known of a superintendent or very few employees that do not advocate for an increase in their compensation annually to keep up with the cost of living. It's unions do it all the time. You struggle, you fight, you encourage your fellow union members, teachers here, to make sure that you are fairly compensated. So he has withheld that. And I do believe that while we are incredibly good stewards of our taxpayers' dollars, we also have to represent good stewardship of our employees. And that's why I support this. He has earned it. He is well deserved.
Yeah, I would just second that. I'm not at all in favor of, you know, we always read about sweetheart deals and that. I don't see this as being anything close to that. Dr. Schulman has saved this district millions during his tenure. Certainly could have moved to other districts. I know there's been a lot of demand for him out there. So I'm always a big fan of rewarding loyalty and trying to buy it. So I'm okay with going and give it to him through 2020. And if it costs a little more, so be it.
I just want to speak on this.
I'm comfortable with dollar-to-dollar exchange. It's the thing that goes beyond that. It makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
I mean, just to say that this makes me uncomfortable.
I don't like talking about
compensation. Absolutely. And stuff like that in regards to this. So I just want you to know this is my intent was to try to save the IRS getting you writing me a check and sending a bunch of money to the IRS. So I was like, okay, we can maybe do this for health insurance, which I'm going to need. It's a single plan. It was complicated to try to figure out what the cost of the health insurance is going to be at the same time. I'm giving up those dollars today, so you'd have to compound the dollars today that I'm actually depositing. So essentially, so we tried to figure it out, and the easiest way to do it was just say, we're going to use, because if you say dollar for dollar, if you're going to use an increased cost, I'm also giving an increase, you know, I'm giving a value up that's above $30 or above $28 or whatever it is today as well, because it's going to be increasing that, so I'm giving that full value up. So you're essentially trading the present value of the salary against the present value of the health insurance. Whether that's the same, I don't know, and whether that's, but it does make me uncomfortable to talk about it. That was not my intent.
And Can I, I'm just going to say one more, couple things that weren't said. One of the things is that, yes, Dr. Sloman, within his contract that he would put together, I mean, we had the initial contract and future contracts, he never did ask for a raise. And also, in preparing for his final contract, he probably should have put all these things in there, natural things that you would have in your contract. And one of them is that our exiting employees receive a $10,000 stipend toward their insurance, toward their future insurance until they reach 65, not a one-time to get them to 65. And Dr. Sloman didn't do that either. And so I think it is wrong to, just because somebody wasn't trying to, wasn't being self-centered or selfish, to not do what we think is correct, because we do it for every other employee. And the last thing I would like to say is that Dr. Sloman is, the value to this district is that Dr. Sloman is going to be sitting in this seat for the next couple months, taking us all the way to June 30th at a very critical time in our school district when we are receiving bids and putting together specifications and making decisions and making tough decisions on the new building. And as a person who actually enjoys this stuff, I believe, and is actually quite good at it, and has saved us a lot of money that we as board members know, I think I'm very happy that he's willing to forego vacation and stay with us through June, through this critical time. So for that reason, I think I think I'm saying what everybody really did feel, is that is a really important feature to this thing. The district gets an immeasurable plus from this. So that said, anybody else? We will go around the table and take this vote. Would you please take the vote, please?
Actually, you're voting not just on my contract, the whole person.
The whole person.
Don't forget this, please, that this is just the whole person.
If anybody out there is worried about it. Would you please take the roll call vote on 6B?
It's not just on 6B. That's the point. It's on the entire.
Right. Can we break it?
You can. Yeah, you can do that if you want to. Yeah, if you want to separate it into two separate questions, you can do that.
Okay. We will have to have a motion to do that. Yeah. Who would like to?
So you have a motion right now on the floor to consider 6B, which is the personnel report. You would need an amendment to amend for consideration that you consider only first the superintendent's contract part of that first, and then come back to vote on the full measure as a separate from that. Does that make sense to everybody? So you'd have a separate.
So I'm looking for an amendment to that motion. I'm just trying to specifically, I'm looking for an amendment to that motion to specifically address Dr. Sloman's contract.
Okay, now you can do a vote on that. Then you're voting on only the superintendent's part of the contract, then you'll come back and do the full personnel report.
Okay, everybody good with that?
So perhaps you read the motion.
Oh,
read the motion.
The motion is an amendment to, at this point, be voting only on the superintendent's contract part of the personnel report.
To approve the superintendent's contract as annotated, amendment to the superintendent's contract as annotated in the personnel report.
Everybody clear?
I think so.
Whenever you're ready. Got a little writing to do. Okay, please.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
No.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
No.
Mrs. Perak?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewitt?
Yes. The motion carries. And now we will just simply return to the motion.
Yes, so now you vote on the original motion, which is approval of the personnel report.
This is something we don't usually do. We're on the motion to approve the personnel report. We're just going to take that vote.
Because we had a motion, right?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Okay. Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Prag?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. So we have completed the agenda. Thank you, everyone. We have completed the consent agenda. You have the four information items, A through D, the Freedom of Information requests, CUSD 303 financial report for February, the Mid-Valley financial report for February 2017, and the 2017 spring-summer project schedule. All right, is there any new business?
I've put together a 300-page list of items I think the board should address.
Yeah, you could email me. Well, we're looking forward to hearing you in citizen comments someday.
Remember when you said no board member was ever hit?
Okay, so I didn't hear anything there. May I have a motion to adjourn to closed session by roll call vote for the purposes of student discipline, two, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony and a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel, or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity. And three, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
So moved.
No, can I do a last
yes,
thing? So moved by Mr. Sperling. Okay, thank you, everyone.
Actually, the last opportunity.
We need a roll call.
We need a roll call.
Mrs. Linkman.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Perra.
Yes.
Mr. Sperling.
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney.
Yes.
Mrs. Hill.
Yes. Motion carries. I was getting all excited about the case. Let's take 10 minutes.